You're listening to the Hello Mornings podcast. My name is Kat Lee, and my goal is to help you build habits peacefully so that you can impact your world powerfully. Each day I share a simple tip, and then together we walk through the 3-minute morning routine. Are you ready for a great day? Here we go. Well, good morning, Hello Mornings. This is Kat Lee. Welcome to April the 28th. And this month we're talking all about fuel, about making sure that we use nutrition and hydration to fuel our bodies, to give it the energy that it needs so that we can follow God's calling on our lives and do our day-to-day activities with excellence and with joy. So my tip for today is one that I hope you will really embrace, and that is don't suffer when it comes to our nutrition, when it comes to our hydration, but particularly nutrition in our culture. We associate eating better with suffering, because we have a diet culture and we don't have to. It doesn't have to be associated with suffering. We can eat healthier and enjoy our food more. All it takes is a little bit of creativity. Throughout this month, I've shared a lot of different ideas and they're not restrictive. They're not hard. Most of them simply involve noticing or taking some time to be creative. The great thing is that when we take the time to be creative, we can jot that idea down and then it's a permanent solution. So for example, I have a list in my phone of healthy fast food options. And it took me a little bit of time initially to make that list. But now when I go out to eat and I need a fast food option or my family's running through a drive-thru, I don't have to stress at the drive-through line about what I'm going to choose in trying to choose something that's going to make me feel better in the long run instead of worse. I just have a list. I'm like, oh, we're here. I'm going to pull up my list. Oh, this is what I'm going to have. And I love that meal. I don't feel like I'm suffering at all by choosing that meal because I specifically thought about which option I'm going to enjoy and is going to make me feel better in the long run. So when we're creative, there are often solutions we can rely on for a long time. We don't have to consistently really think deeply about every food choice that we make. We can brainstorm and put it in a note that we can refer to later. So if you think through different food swaps you want to make, you can put those in a note so that you can remember them later. If there are other drink options you want to make, say you normally drink soda when you go out to eat, and you want to drink iced tea instead, or half and half iced tea. So iced tea that's half sweet, half unsweet. There's a lot of different swaps that you can make are easy, but we just don't often think of them. But if you're creative and you write them down, you can use them over and over and over again. So it's just a friendly reminder that we don't have to suffer. It doesn't need to be a difficult process to fuel our bodies and to make healthier choices. We simply need to brainstorm, be a little creative, and then write down all that glorious wisdom that we glean. All right, friends, if you've not had your 3-minute morning, you are not too late. You are right on time, and it is coming up next. The first minute of the 3-minute morning routine is to simply pray Psalm 143:8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Minute 2 of the 3-minute morning is just to look at the calendar today. Plan a few of the most important things and pray through what God wants you to add or take away from your calendar today. And the third and final minute of the 3-minute morning routine is simply to take several deep, slow breaths. All right, you did it. That's the 3-minute morning routine. And I'm so proud of you for being intentional about starting your day with Jesus. Now, if you want to grow beyond the 3-minute morning, I created a goodie page just for you. There's a new free download every single month, as well as our free 3-minute morning kit, our 3x5 morning reset course, and info about our huge library of resources that I've created to help you build habits of God time, plan time, and move time. Just visit hellomornings.org/goodies. That's G-O-O-D-I-E-S. Now, my name is Kat Lee, and I will see you next time on the Hello Mornings podcast.